Schazar zegt in de Shabbat, Shabbat, Rami Yehud, Mishnah, de Saita, Taf, Lamed, Ches. Zogt de Mishnah, how is Birchus Kehanim done? Outside the Beis HaMikdash is done as three brachas. Omen is stated after each of the three psukim that are said. When it's done in the Beis HaMikdash, it's done as one bracha. When done at the Beis HaMikdash, it's done using the Shem HaMafarish. When done outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's done using the pronunciation of Adnos. When done outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Kehanim lift their hands to the shoulder height. When done inside the Beis HaMikdash, they raise their hands above their heads. Except for the Kohen Gadol, who may not lift his hands above the tzitz. Rabbi Yehuda says, even the Kohen Gadol raises his hands above his head. We can see this from the pasuk that says, "Va'yisa Aaron es yadav el ha'om va'yivarchem." Zok Gemara Brayis says the pasuk "Kais Sivarchu" teaches Berachas Kehanim has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. This is learned from Gzeirah Shavah. It says Sivarchu here, and it says by Hagrizim Levarich es ha'om, which teaches that just as theirs has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. Same thing by Berachas Kehanim. Rabbi Yehuda says we don't need to come on to this Gzeirah Shavah because the pasuk says "Koi," which teaches that it has to be said this exact way in Lashon HaKodesh. Brayis says "Kais Sivarchu" teaches that the Berachas Kehanim must be done when standing. It says Sivarchu here, and it says by Hagrizim Eila Yamdu. Which through Xerish Tavit teaches that just that it over there was done when it was standing over here, but Birchas Kehanim has to be done when it's standing as well. Not said we don't have to come on to the Xerish Tavit. The pasuk says, L'shar soyu levarich b'shmoy. The Hekesh teaches that just like the avoid has to be done when standing, so too Birchas Kehanim has to be done when standing. How do we know the avoid has to be done when standing? Because the pasuk says, Lamoid l'shares. The Brayis says, Koy Sivarchu. It teaches, it must be done with raised hands. It says Sivarchu here, and it says Va'yisa Aaron es yodav el ha'om va'yivarchem. We have a Gzeirah Shavah between the two, which teaches that just like over there was done with raised hands, over here also by every Birchas Kehanim has to be done with raised hands. Rabbi Yonis and Esav, if we're comparing to that pasuk, then maybe we should say that just like in that pasuk it was done only by the Kohen Gadol, by Aaron, and it was done on Rosh Chodesh, and it was done during the Avodas HaTzibur, so too it should only be done with these factors. Rav Nosson therefore said we don't learn from a Gzeirah Shavah which can be refuted, rather we learn it from a Hekesh which cannot be refuted. A Meshivan al Hekesh. The pasuk says, "Hu uvan of kol yamim." We have a hekesh between Aaron and his sons, which teaches that just like Aaron did so with raised hands, his son have to do so as well. The words "kol hayamim" teach that it's not limited to Rosh Chodesh or at a time of avodas hatzibur. We then have a hekesh between the avodah and the birchas kehanim, which teaches that the regular birchas kehanim must be also done with raised hands. A braisa says, "Koy sevaruchu es bnei Yisrael" means it should be done with Shem HaMafayash. We're taught this when the Torah says, when the Torah then says, V'samu Eshemi, my name that is unique to me, that's what it means. So we would think that it should be used even outside of Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, the Torah teaches the Gzeirah Shavah between this pasuk and the pasuk of Losum Es Shemoy Sham, which teaches that just as that pasuk refers to the Beis HaMikdash, so too the Shem HaMafayash only to be used by Birchas Kehanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Yoshia says, we don't have to come on to this Gzeirah Shavah. He says it can be learned from the pasuk that says, B'chol Mokem Asher Azkir Eshemi Ovo Yelecha. The pasuk should be understood as saying, Hashem says, wherever I come to bless you, you can say my name. Min Hashem HaMafarish. Hashem comes to bless us in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the only place where we use the Shem HaMafarish. Brayis says, Koy Sivarchu es bnei Yisrael. How do we know that gay women and freed slaves also get blessed? The pasuk says, Amar Lohem, which means to include all people. Brayis says, Koy Sivarchu teaches the Kehanim should be facing the people when giving the brachas. We see this from the words Amar Lohem, which means it should be given as if they were speaking to the people done face to face. The Brayis says Koy Sivarchu. It means that the bracha should be given in a loud voice. We see this from the words Amar Lohem, which means it should be given as if they were speaking to the people in a loud enough voice that the people can hear them. Abaya said in the Kabbalah that if there are at least two Kehanim who will be giving the brachas, the Chazan yells out Kehanim. If there's only one Kehanim, he does not call out anything. This is based on the pasuk of Amar Lohem using the plural, which teaches that one only calls out if there are multiple Kehanim. Rav Chitza said we have a Kabbalah that only a chazan who is a kohen can call out kehanim, based on the pasuk of Amor Lehem, which teaches that this calling is from them, from the kehanim themselves. The Gemara passes like Abaya and not like Rav Chista. Rav Shmuel Levi said the pasuk of V'samu Shmi al bnei Yisrael v'ani avarchem teaches that Hashem wants the kehanim to bless the yidden. Rav Shmuel Levi said every kohen that blesses the yidden will himself be blessed, and one who does not will not be blessed, based on the pasuk of Avarcha Mevarchecha. Rav Shmuel Levi said any kohen who does not go up for birchas kehanim is over three assays: Koy Sivarchu, Amor Lehem, and V'samu Shmi. Rav said we suspect such a kohen of being the son of a divorce woman or a chalutza, and that's possible for kahuna. The Gemara says they don't argue. Shimon Levi is referring to someone who goes up once in a while. Rav is referring to someone who never goes up, a kohen who never goes up to Bduchen. Shimon Levi said any kohen who does not go up during the avoida part of the Chazos Hashas, during Ritzei, may no longer go up for Birchas Kehanim at that by tefillah. We learn from the pasuk that says that Aaron blessed the people when he finished with the avoida, so too the Kehanim should be ready to bless the people already up there during Ritzei. We find that Ramam and Rasi went up after Ritzei. Mara says that they began to head up during Ritzei. They didn't reach the area of Birchas Kehanim until afterwards. And that's fine, as we find stated by Rabbi Shayan from Abraisa and in the Mishnah, that as long as you started going up during Ritzei, that's enough. Rabbi Shmuel Levi said, based on the drasha of a pasuk, we only honor a person to lead Birchas HaMazon if he's a generous person. Rabbi Shmuel Levi said, based on a pasuk, even birds can recognize a stingy person. He also said, whoever benefits from a stingy person is over a lav, because that person doesn't give with the full heart of the Alav al tilcham es lechem ayin ra. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said he's also even a second lav of al tisov. Shimon Levi said, a situation of Egla Arufa only comes about because of stingy people, as we understand the Psukim to say that Bezdin has to say that they did not see the person and leave him unfed or have him leave without escorting him. So you see, it's because it happens because someone was taka sent out, not being fed, etc. Rav Ado, in the name of Simloi, said, if a shul has only Kahanim, they all go up for Birchas Kahanim. In fact, who they're blessing if no one else is there standing there. Rav Zeir said, they are blessing the Yidden who are working in the fields and could not make it to shul. Abba, the son of Rav Minyamin Bar Chiya, taught that the people who are not face to face with the Kahanim are not included in the bracha. So the people out in the fields are surely not included. L'chayra, Mar says, if the person is an oinis, he will be included. If he's not an oinis, he's not included. Rav Simi of Sichayri taught that if a shul has only kahanim, only some go up and the remaining do not, and instead answer amen to the brachas. So he's obviously, you see, he holds differently. Mar says, if there are enough kahanim that some can go up and they can remain 10 to say amen, they do so. However, if there are not enough of that, then they all go up for brachas kahanim. Could be that, so they're not even arguing, we're talking about different situations. In fact, Mar, we mentioned above that Abba, the son of Minyam Bachia, taught that the people who are not face to face with the kahanim are not included in the bracha. It's obvious that tall people who are not who are in front of the shorter people are not considered as a separation between the kahanim and the shorter people behind them. Also, an Arun Kodesh would clearly not be considered a separation. What about a regular machitza, partition? So, Mara said, we learned that Rav Shmuel Levi said, not even an iron wall can cause a separation between the Yidden and Hashem, and therefore any partition would not be a problem. For example, what about the people standing off to the side of the Kahanim? Are they considered to be behind the Kahanim, which is problematic or not? Abba Mar Bar Rav Ashi said, Misha says that if someone went meant to sprinkle the Parah Aduma waters in front of him and it went behind him, or vice versa, the kalim that were sprinkled remained tameh. However, if he meant to sprinkle in front of him and he sprinkled to the side, those kalim would be tar. We see from here that off to the side is not considered like behind, rather off to the side is considered to be like in front.